Hey, everybody, Susan Michon here, the Techie Mentor. Just a big thank you for listening to this podcast, the Virtual Assistant Tips, Tricks, and Advice channel, where I share all things virtual assistant every week with no fluff, just the stuff that gets results. All right. So, hey, everybody, welcome to this week's episode. And today is episode number 100. I can't believe it. And I wanted to do something special that I've not done before. And I'm having a guest to be a part of my 100th celebration. And we have Robin White here. And I'm going to let Robin kind of explain who she is, what she does, how, you know, I've been in her life the last couple of years and all those fun things. So this is just a conversation. It's not an interview. Just going to set it up like that because we'll be interacting. So I'll let Robin introduce herself and then just tell us, you know, where you are right now and where you started and kind of that journey that you've been on since you decided that you want to be part of the VA industry.
Great. Susan, thank you so much for having me on today. I'm honored to be your first guest.
Thank
and
you.
Be on your 100th episode. And I own RDW Design Studio. I am a website designer and I specialize in working with interior designers, other home professionals, and creative service providers. And my ultimate goal is to design them the website of their dreams, taking care of all the techie stuff without the techie talk. And I absolutely love what I do and honestly would not be where I am today if it was not for you, Susan.
Thank you.
We met about 2 years ago now, and I was just starting out as thinking of starting out as a virtual assistant, didn't really know that much about the industry, joined your Facebook group and watched all of your free resources and loved your approach. No nonsense to the point. I learned so much and got so much value from that I signed up for your coaching program. I took your WordPress course. It's actually how I learned WordPress. Took your MailChimp course, which I use for my email marketing now. And you were instrumental in helping me set up my business. I had processes in place because of you. I had back-end systems set up. I had a task management system. I knew I needed to niche down. So I am forever grateful. And I will also say to everyone who is listening, because I know Susan always says this, don't get hung up on your business name because you can always rebrand. And it's really funny because I just went through a rebrand about 2 months ago. So yes, you can.
Right. And so we met up, like she said, just over 2 years ago. And at that time, I was offering a six-month coaching program. I'm not offering that anymore, but at the time I was doing that. And, you know, Robin had, well, I'll let her tell the story, but she wasn't where she is today. So she said she is a WordPress designer. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I was a WordPress person and still love my WordPress. So when we started together, tell them a little bit about what you were doing then and really what your focus was when you started way back when.
Yeah. So when we first met, I actually was running a dog walking business that I had been running for, I think at that point, it might have been 10 years.
Wow.
And I was really looking to transition out of that. So I was very familiar with being an entrepreneur and running a business, but was really looking for, okay, what's my next step? Where do I want to go? And when I first started, I was really thinking I was going to do website design, email marketing, sales funnels. I was even thinking potentially Pinterest management, social media management, like basically all of the techie things that you can offer as services where you can charge a bit more than if you're just doing more of the front end administrative things. So Susan was a perfect fit for me to learn about all of that. And what's really interesting is my first business name was Time to Task. And my whole thought process behind that was I was taking all of these tasks off your plate to give you more time to focus on your business. So it fit in really nicely. And as I started, you know, down the road, working with clients, doing the work, I came to the realization that all the other stuff isn't what lit me up. What I loved doing was the website design. And I'm like, well, why should I be doing all of this other stuff that I don't love when I can just focus on this one service and really set myself up as a specialist and a strategist in this one area? So that's what I did. I really just took all the other services off my website, just focused on the website design. And when I first started out, Susan very smartly suggested that I niche down into the pet industry because it was an industry that I was very familiar with. I pushed back on her there because I wanted to leave the industry. So I started working with coaches at Susan's suggestion because there are so many of them. Mm-hmm. They understand the importance of websites and everything. I did quite a lot of sites for coaches and then really changed my niche after working with an interior designer and coming again to the realization, all I watch on TV is HGTV.
Yeah. Like,
I love interior design. Like, right. What am I doing not focusing on these people as my ideal client?
And it really was a journey. You had to make decisions to get yourself forward to get to where you are now, because without those experiences and the decisions, you would not be where you are today. And so speaking to those of you who think you have to offer everything under the sun, you know, I was one of those when I started as well, because I thought, well, you know what, I could do it. I'm just going to offer it, right? Even though I hate it. That it's not about quantity, it's quality. And people who specialize in one or two things make a lot more money than people who do a lot of everything. Because
Susan, that is so true.
And you're living proof, right? I mean, you truly are living proof because, yeah, I remember you kept saying, oh, interior designers, but I'm like, okay, that's a goal.
Yeah.
You can get there. And you did, but you had to go through all those icky steps for that growth. And then you eventually outgrew time to task because you weren't doing task anymore.
Exactly. And it didn't align with what I wanted my brand to be or the service that I was providing. It caused some confusion for people. Like, I would get a lot of questions about why
that name. Yeah, you know? Exactly.
And then I would have to tell the story and everything because it made sense then. And, you know, just for everybody who's listening, I actually trademarked Time to Task. You know, I was really dead set on this name. I loved the alliteration. I had a great logo, and I just knew it was time for the name change and the rebrand.
Right. You outgrew it. Mm-hmm. And that's, I think, what people who are beginning in this industry, friends, it's a lot of work. It is. But if you want it bad enough, you will find a way. If you don't, you're going to find excuses. Bottom line.
It's true.
Right? You will find,
and I'll tell you something, Susan.
Yeah, go ahead.
I love what I'm doing so much. I work on the weekends. And when I started this business, I wanted it to be something where I never looked forward to a Friday and I never dreaded a Monday. And I have that. And I feel incredibly lucky that I found it. But, you know, I love website design. I'm sorry that it took me so long to find it.
But you may not have found it any other way.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
You may not have found
We're
it.
That
was your
journey.
Path. That's right. So that was your path. And when you started out, you were juggling two businesses. I mean, she was dog walking. So everybody understands dog walking. You have to be there at certain times and you have to be gone for certain. So you're away from your desk. You're outside.
I was away from my desk outside. I couldn't talk to web design clients when I was with the dogs because they needed my full attention. I did group dog walks. And I was basically on my feet walking for 6-7 hours a day. Mm-hmm. So physically exhausted,
right?
Not mentally exhausted. And then I would come home, shower, and sit down at the computer. And I worked afternoons, evenings, and weekends on Time to Task and building that up.
Right.
And it wore me to the ground. I will say that for sure. Mm-hmm. It was exhausting. I wouldn't
but
want
you
to
knew,
do that again. But
you knew what was on the other side of that. So that's the beauty.
I was working towards something.
Exactly.
I had the drive and the motivation to get there because I wanted the dog walking business to close.
Right. Yeah. Right. You were
and
ready to move on. Exactly. Mm-hmm. And without all of the
the struggles and you know, so you are grateful now for the time that you have because you can work when you want.
Yes.
It's all deadline driven, right? There is no, okay, well, you got to be at your desk at 9. Okay. Mm-hmm. You got to punch out at 4. No, it's like, you know, whenever I feel like it, I'm going to go ahead and do the design work on this one, or I'm going to update somebody's website.
I migrated a site yesterday because I felt like doing it yesterday. Yeah. And, you know, if at 3 o'clock, I'm ready to go sit on my couch with my pug and watch some TV, I can.
Right.
Yeah, I have my calendar set. I don't do phone calls before 11 o'clock in the morning because I'm not a morning person and I want to start the day getting my own work done and then move on to talking to clients. And it's, yeah, you're right. Deadline driven is the best thing.
It's freedom based.
Flexibility.
It is freedom based.
I took 3 days off a couple of weeks ago, didn't tell any of my clients, went to Cape Cod, brought my computer with me, checked emails and everything. Mm-hmm. Nobody had to know I wasn't in my office working full time.
It's none of their business. As long as you do the work, you do great work and you deliver it on time, who cares? You could be on the moon.
Exactly. Right? Exactly. And that's one thing that's great about this industry.
Yep. Yes. Yes. And if you're someone looking for freedom and flexibility, you got to move away from the admin task because you're supposed because you work usually for your clients. If you do customer service or you do email management, you have to be available when they're available. And that's a job to me.
Yes.
It's the same thing. And so that's not what I wanted. I wanted the freedom to do the types of work that we could do whenever we wanted to and take time off. And you're like, okay, yeah, I can take a week off because I'm ahead and that one's not due. And you learn how to schedule yourself and
you
schedule your work.
Your calendar.
Yeah.
You know, like I look at my calendar and if somebody, you know, I got a new inquiry today, she wants to start September 6th. I don't have an opening to start September 6th. So I can't. And that's a place that I always wanted to get to, not being able to start right away and saying, well, my next start date is in October now. You know, like I can't launch another website in this calendar year. Like there's no more time anymore.
And you don't over
set up.
Right. And you're not selling yourself short because you need the money. Mm-hmm. Now it's a decision of your time and your availability. Because you're specialized and now you have your foot in the door into a specific industry who talk to each other. So that's why specializing and niching, that's your golden ticket.
It's your golden ticket because they refer to each other. They know each other. But the one thing I will say is I've taken a huge amount of time to learn and truly understand the interior design industry. And I know that you're a big proponent of this, but I'm in as many Facebook groups as I can be in for that industry, not being an interior designer myself, because I don't want to lie to get into a group. I read still all of the posts and I read the comments. So I see what mistakes they're making. I see what their problems are. I can speak to them in their language.
There's your FAQ notebook. There's your notebook of content that you can create to share. And they go, oh my God, she gets me. She knows what I'm doing, right? Mm-hmm. And she knows how to fix my problem because I just need a website that's beautiful and I need to go do my design work, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
So you know the words they use, you know what their problems are, what they're struggling with. When you see the same things asked over and over again, you write a blog post about it to answer it. Like it's, there's your social media content, your Tip Tuesday. It's,
all of it. It's fantastic. It's given to you. And see, that's what I think. That stuff takes time. And so many people in the industry are going, oh, you can do this in 30 days. Ugh, sure you can, but you don't have longevity. I mean, you know, anybody can do something for 30 days, right? Yeah. But if you want longevity, you want this to be your livelihood, you have to put in the work. Yeah. And once you get your foot in that door, then that's why it's so easy to specialize because then you're not trying to dance over here and dance over there and dance over here. Because you've got one industry that you're really focused on. Mm-hmm. You're really passionate about that. But then you're also passionate about what you do for them. And it marries, like you said, I don't care what day of the week it is. I don't worry about Mondays and Fridays or if it's 6 o'clock or 5 o'clock because you love what you do.
Exactly. And I also think people get really scared when they hear that they have to niche down. And I was scared when Susan first brought it up with me. And the thing is, niching down means that's who you're marketing to and that's who you're speaking to, but it doesn't mean that that's all you'll work with. Do you know what I mean?
Like it's your marketing.
Yes, I'm working with a law firm right now. I've done a website for a chiropractor. Do you know what I mean? But I'm not speaking to them. If my messaging is all for my ideal client, that's who I'm speaking to. But if somebody else comes to me, I'm happy to work with you. I'm not going to say no. I'm just not speaking to chiropractors. I didn't put it in my portfolio because I don't necessarily want to attract more of it, but happy to do it and be paid for it for sure. Right.
And it could be that an interior designer went in to get her back fixed and she said, oh my God, used to see my website now. And they're like, okay, who, you know, that's how it evolves, is that people
she
talk.
She's actually my yoga instructor.
There you go. See? Yep. It's just amazing that word of mouth. Mm-hmm. And you're right. You don't have to say no to people who aren't ideal. No. Now, if they have characteristics that don't work for you, that's a different story, right? And the beauty to doing, you know, really the back end stuff is that you're not meeting with clients on a daily basis. You're not talking to them. You're going to get what you need. You're going to get the work done. You're going to get feedback and you're going to deliver. So it's not like you're talking to them every single day. If you were doing admin or front end work where you have more communication with clients. So it is also different, but at the end of the day, you want to make sure you're only working with people that light you up. Mm-hmm. Right? They have the characteristics. So if you don't want to be micromanaged, then you don't want somebody who's going to be, oh my God, Robin, where are you? What did you do? When is am I going to have that? Did you do that? You know, you're like, oh, wait a minute.
No. Well, that's the thing. You know, I think you had me make a list of, you know, almost personality traits.
I call them traits because they're inherent to people. Mm-hmm. They're not, they don't make you bad or good, but people sometimes by nature are micromanagers. Mm-hmm. I am not.
And then you have to figure out what are the traits you want? What are the traits that are deal breakers? I hear you saying, because that's really important. And then, you know, when you're on that discovery call, you really have to be paying attention so that you can see, like, are these red flags that are coming out? Because, you know, if they are a micromanager and that's a trait that's a no-no for you, you can't work effectively with them. You'll be miserable.
Mm-hmm. No matter how much money they pay you.
Exactly.
Right. And I always say there's not enough.
No, for me
to work with a micromanager.
I have to say, Susan, speaking about money, if we still have time for this.
We do.
One thing that was so invaluable to me that you taught was packages, so selling packages and not selling an hourly rate or your time. And that was, I think that's one of the most important takeaways that I learned from you. And the only time that I charge, have an hourly rate now, is if I've already designed your website and you're on my lowest level monthly care plan, that's really just me doing the updates, but none of my time, and you have something that you want changed on the website, I have a continuing client hourly rate, and that's how I'll get that work done for you. It's few and far between where it comes up, but otherwise everything else I do is a package.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's so much easier to, it's easier to increase your prices, as you say. And why don't you share, if you would, your decision not to put your prices on your website?
Yeah. So I took prices off my website, and I did that because I did it actually. And I do think about putting them back on sometimes. I did it because my pipeline was not full and I had done a lot of research about prices on your website, yes or no. And the general consensus seemed to be if you didn't have a full pipeline, to take them off so that you weren't turning anyone away from your website. I also, at that time, felt that I could really benefit from more discovery calls because I felt one of my areas where I was lacking a little bit was the sales process. So I wanted to devote time to that. And it was okay if they were a bit of a quote unquote time waster because it was giving me practice and experience and building up my confidence. Now I'm at the point where I still don't have prices on there. I'm thinking of putting a starting at on there. But what I do, I feel like the way my brand comes across now, the words that I use, And I also, in between somebody booking a discovery call with me and the call actually happening, I have an email that I send out to them that discusses pricing a bit, has testimonials in there, talks to my process and everything. So it's building me up before we get on the call. So I feel like their expectation before we actually speak should be that this is not going to start at $500.
Right. Yeah, exactly. But you did it so you could get more experience and more confidence in speaking to your process and to your method, if you will, and just getting more comfortable. So I think that's an awesome idea. So anybody who's not comfortable with discovery sessions, maybe take the prices off your website and start inviting more calls just to talk to people so you get more comfortable and maybe you tweak your process. So if I could also ask, if you were to give somebody advice that was just starting out, what would you say is crucial to have in place before you work with a client?
Oh gosh, there's so much, but the number one thing I think that's crucial to have in place is the skills to actually be able to offer the service that you're offering. So don't offer WordPress website development if you don't know how to use WordPress.
Right. And then I would say to build on that, don't offer WordPress if you don't know how to deliver it and you don't have a system in place to make sure that you're getting the information that you need up front in order to deliver what the client wants. So it's not a fly by the seat of your pants. Someone buys a website, then what do? No, it's not like answering phone calls or cleaning out an inbox. No. When you're working with technology and you're building something, like Robin has her own unique system that she uses that I'm sure that over time she's tweaked.
Oh, yes.
Right? But this is why systems are so important, and they don't have to be difficult. They're just processes that you repeat that makes you look professional, but it also frees up your mind, space, and time.
Yes. Oh, yes. Right? I have a process for everything. I mean, mm-hmm. I have a process for what happens when somebody fills out the form on my website. Uh-huh. I've got how do they then get on my calendar? What happens next? I mean, everything's a process. My kickoff call, I have a checklist, mm-hmm. after they decide they're ready to book, I have an onboarding process with a checklist and mm-hmm. I actually go through it for every single client, but it makes it easy for me. It saves my time. I have an offboarding process as well when I do a launch call with somebody after the website is delivered to them. Everything is a process. But that's so important, but I think more important is actually being able to deliver on the service that you're providing. And we all start out as beginners. I started out, I didn't know WordPress. I took Susan's course, I learned WordPress. Now I've learned so much more.
Right.
And the technology also changes. I personally, I'm an Elementor girl. That's what I use as my page builder. I started out using the free version. Now mm-hmm. I use the pro version. They make updates and, Beaver Builder does this, Divi, everybody changes everything and makes improvements. You have to stay on top of it. Aside from my interior design Facebook groups, I am in WordPress groups. I am in web design groups. I'm in Elementor groups. And those groups are invaluable. Every time there is an Elementor update, it can majorly break your website. So I read through the group comments before I do any types of updates to see, okay, did this newest release break some people's sites? Do I want to wait a couple days before I update my client sites? You have to stay on top of these things.
Yeah, technology changes every day, but your key systems aren't technology based. No. They are based on workflow.
Yes.
Right.
Yes. And I remember when we were doing the coaching, Susan, and you were like, you need a task management system. You have to know what's on your plate, what's coming up, all this sort of stuff. I'm like, how do I pick one? She goes, and you told me, these are like the big five or six. This is the one I use. This is why I like it. Blah, blah, blah. Go do the free trials for all of them. Set up the same exact project in mm-hmm. each one of them, see which one works with your brain. And that's exactly it. You have to find the one that works the way your brain works. I settled on Asana. I'm still mm-hmm. using it. Mm-hmm. I love it.
Right.
I actually created my own CRM in
Right.
Asana. And I keep track of all of my sales calls in there. And it might be a little clunky, but it works for me. It only has to work for me.
Exactly. It doesn't have to work for anybody else. It has to follow your brain path, and it has to make sense to you. And, you know, that's why people go, oh, well, what tools do you use? Any tool. There's 100 tools that do the same thing. You have to try them before you use them for your business. Now, whether you learn them for a service, that's a different story. Yeah. But, you know, the core tools and the systems need to be in place. That's why, you know, I know so many other people, they don't talk about systems, but if you want to specialize and you want to charge premium rates, got to have them. Mm-hmm. Right?
It's an your clients are going to expect it. If you're charging, you know, a lot for what you're providing, like your client experience, your client journey has to be so elevated. It's an expectation. Your process has to be seamless. Like, you have to understand your process. When I first started, I might have had a process in my head, but I didn't articulate it. And now I've articulated it. It's on my website. I'm actually doing like a 5-week social media thing about my process, because to me, my process is something that makes me unique.
Right.
I thought really carefully about how it all works and, you know, making sure it's streamlined and stress-free for my clients. And you can't copy somebody else's because, well, first of all, it's not right. But also, what works for somebody else isn't necessarily what's going to work for you. We're all wired differently. Our businesses are all set up differently. We work with different clients.
Right.
I'm super organized and very deadline driven. So like, my process has a timeline in it that works for me.
Right.
I work mostly with female small business owners. I find they very much like that accountability that I'm giving them, sort of setting up, let's call it a dog park for them,
right,
a secure place
for them to be able to exchange ideas, know that you have their back. Yeah. So if you mean, you know, if you want professional clients, and you want to charge professional rates, then you need to have those systems that back that up. Because if you're running around with your hair on fire, they can sense that.
Oh, yeah. And they don't want to sense that. They don't want to know that.
They're already stressed out probably anyway, because they're getting a new website.
Exactly. Right? It is stressful for them.
Yes.
And it is, you are asking them to contribute and collaborate. And
to make decisions.
They have to do. Yeah.
Right. Yes. Yes. So, yeah. Good. I know we went over our 10 minutes, but this is okay, because we could, because this is good. I think that, you know, hearing it from somebody who's lived it, right? Who started as a dog walker and then got into WordPress and then decided, okay, I love WordPress, and the journey that you went through from time to task to where you are today, and all the decisions you made, and now that you're specializing and living your life, this is what you dreamed of doing 2 years ago, and you've done it in 2 years. Some people don't, like myself, you know, always a work in progress, but a lot of that's mindset as well, because that's
mindset,
what you're going to bump
so,
up.
Mm-hmm. And mindset is so important. And I remember one thing, Susan, that you said was, practice saying that number in front of the mirror, or a higher number.
Yes, double it. Yeah.
Yeah. So like, if you want to charge 2000 for a website, practice in the mirror that it's 4000. Mm-hmm. And then when you're on that discovery call and you have to say 2000, it's going to just slip right out of your mouth. No problem.
Right. Yeah. You're just psyching yourself out that you're going to charge 4000, but then you're 2000. You're right. And it's just, it's a mindset. It's a game. You have to find what works for you to be able to continue to clear the path for yourself, because you're going to be the biggest obstacle of your success.
So true. It's so true.
Yeah. Right.
That little mind game very much helped. Mm-hmm. And
And you've got to uncover all those self-worth stories.
Yes, exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
That we go through.
We all have them.
Yeah, we do. We do. So if you want to share I will put the website on here too, but if you want to just share again the name of your website, I will put a link for everybody to get to.
Fantastic. It is rdwdesignstudio.com.
Okay, perfect. Yeah. Perfect. Yeah. So anything else you would like to add as we're going to wrap this up?
I mean, the one thing I would just say is Susan is an unbelievable resource, a tremendous wealth of knowledge. And I am so grateful to that I met her, that I had the chance to work with her, that I learned so much from her. She really helped me establish the foundation of my business. And if you have an opportunity to work with her, take a course from her, join any of her memberships, I can't recommend them enough because they're what got me to where I am today.
Thank you. Thank you, Susan. So you are certainly welcome. And thank you again. And thanks for listening. And I'll see you guys next week.